The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We should be used to it, but sometimes when you hit new rock bottoms, and I think both franchises did yesterday, being used to losing isn't enough. It doesn't comfort you because the New York Giants lost a game that they couldn't lose. They lost a game that reopens everything you think about this franchise, everything you think about this head coach and this current administration. It was that bad of a loss. And for the Jets, it's just another kick in the balls. Like, really? They're not only missing the playoffs yet again, they're going to play meaningless football before Thanksgiving.
Right.
How is that possible that we got to this world?
That's what makes it hard, is that you're watching, you're tuning in and not really caring. And that makes it hard as a fan, is when you feel like you don't care about what the outcome is because it doesn't matter anymore. Now, obviously, you want to see growth. If you're the Giants, for instance, I want to see Tyrone Tracy continue to play. I want to see Malik Nabers develop into a star. Hell, Jalen Hyatt actually looked like a competent wide receiver.
Dude, he had more catches yesterday than he had all season long.
I'm telling you. And so, like, there's still some things I want to watch and see and transpire, but they just can't win games.
Well, Tiki, there is one thing before we get to your calls that you do need to answer.
Yes.
A very, very important question at 2:29 on this gorgeous, gorgeous Monday. And we have a very busy show today. The great Joe Beningo joins us in his weekly spot. It's actually moved back a little bit later today. He'll join us at 5 o'clock.
So thank God for drugs.
Adjust your calendars accordingly. I spoke to Joe earlier this morning. Yes, that's all I'll say.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. What you think? So Joe B. will join us at 5 o'clock. And we've got a lot to get to. You talked about what you're interested in seeing for the remainder of the Giants season.
Uh-huh.
Are you, sir, officially done with the quarterback?
I mean, I don't think he gives you the best chance to win anymore.
Wow. That's saying a lot because both of us have been lockstep that he did give him the best chance to win, and that's why he was out there. So you've moved to the point where Drew Lock, who stinks, and Tommy DeVito, who's a mascot, those guys give them a better chance to win than Daniel Jones?
I don't know, but I want to know. I'd rather know. I'd rather find out. And if you're going to lose anyways, I'd rather find out.
So you're done with DJ?
I think I'm done with DJ.
Say it. Say I'm done with DJ.
I can't say I'm done with DJ because if Drew Lock stinks, which I think he probably does, and Tommy DeVito is a shell of what he showed potential with last year, then DJ gives you the best chance.
Oh, that's right. You're basically saying you reserve the right to Zach Wilson, Daniel Jones. Fair enough. In this moment.
I just
you're done with him.
I want to find out. Like, I need to find out. And I think that's what Giant fans, at 2-8, that's what you're saying to yourself.
Yes.
Why are we continuing to run the same thing over and over and over and over again? You know, he's developed like a hitch in his throw now. Have you noticed this? Right? Before every throw, he's like doing this quick hitch. And it's why he's late all the time. And there was one throw to Wandell. It was on time. It felt like it was on time, but it wasn't. And it got knocked down. And it's like, get the ball out of your hands. And so, like, at this point, I want to know, is he the best option to win games this year? Now, does it matter for making the playoffs and anything like that? No. But I still want to be able to go and watch them and say, all right, they have their best 22 on the field trying to win a football game.
There was an old saying, when you lose Cronkite, you lose America. First it was Tommy. Tommy was the first who said, I don't want to see Daniel Jones. Then Sean's like a flip-flopper, so I don't know when you decided you were done with Daniel Jones. I got there last week. You got there today.
You're dead to me.
And when you lose Tiki Barber, you've lost the Giant fan base. So it's over. It's over for Deesh. It's over. If you're saying he doesn't give them the best chance to win and I need to see something else, then this head coach, with his new glasses, which I found sort of obnoxious. That's new, right? The glasses on the nose look?
Maybe he's losing his eyesight.
Is that what it is?
He's of that age.
I don't mean to make fun of his eyesight. I thought it was a Professor Soria kind of look. I'm looking like a professor here.
He's taking a page out of my book. It's November. He's doing Christmas decorations, night before Christmas look.
Maybe. So Tiki Barber is done with Daniel Jones for now. For now. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Ari's in West Orange. What's up, Ari?
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks so much for taking the call. Appreciate it.
What's up, man?
You guys know, long time Giant fan here. So, you know, a lot to say. I'll try to be brief. This is a franchise, guys, that is just absolutely nowhere. You know, Tiki, I still remember your amazing game against Washington. I think 225 yards, right? And yep. A couple of touchdowns. I still remember that game. The point is, guys, since Eli won that second Super Bowl, there have been two moments in Giants history. One is the Odell Beckham Jr. One-handed catch against the Cowboys. And then the other one, and ironically, it is the one that cost us the quarterback in the draft, of course, was the Tommy Cutlets mania when he beat the Packers. You right. know, in 2 years, it's eight wins, guys, eight wins. And six of those wins were against teams that were below 500. The other win was the Packers. The other win was against the Eagles, where they quit in the second half. So again, the team is going absolutely nowhere. And my friends and I are having this argument about, do you fire the GM? Do you fire the coach? Do you start all over again? It's just really hard to make an argument to bring these guys back when, again, you're seeing the same things over and over and over again. And the team is going backwards. There's no growth. There's no promise. And the last thing I'll say with the quarterback that I just called so many times, It's enough. If you're telling me that Drew Locke is that much worse than Daniel Jones, why is he on the roster? If you're telling me DeVito can't play quarterback, why?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are these guys on the roster? Like you guys just said, just give me something different. You can't keep running back the same. We know what's going to happen. So it's enough. Thank you for the time, guys. Just a frustrated Giants fan, and I don't know when it's going to get better.
Thank you, Ari.
Appreciate you, Ari.
Daniel Jones has started 69 games in his Giant career. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. 69. Nice. It's over. It's over because they stink. Right. It's over because they're going nowhere. And it's over because for some reason he's gone backwards.
Yeah, and you know at this point that he's not the guy for the future of the franchise.
Now, I think we've known that for a few weeks now, maybe all year.
You're probably right, but when you go to Germany and you have a game where you have to win, you have to find a way to win it. And it's not all on Daniel Jones, but a lot of it is, especially with the mistakes in the critical junctures of this game, the flea flicker being one, the interception being another in the red zone or just outside of the red zone, and then obviously the penultimate drive, not the last one, but the where he threw the second interception of the game. Like, you can't have that.
And that was the killer, man.
Of course.
Because the Giants just got the ball at the Panther 22. They're all set up because their defense made a big play.
Just keep possession and kick a field goal if you have to.
Right.
Right? Don't make it desperate so that next possession isn't a desperation one, which they ultimately converted and ended up going into overtime. But like the opportunities are just, when you miss them so often, you can't start just picking and choosing blame. It's got to fall on someone who's in ultimate control. Part of that is a coach, and part of that is Daniel Jones.
Well, okay, so the coach and the GM reopened their future debate by losing this game to Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It is now, to me, not untort or wrong to talk about their future because this season has been so pathetic and so bad that, yeah, they should not be guaranteed a fourth year.
Right.
But Here's the thing I'll push back on, and maybe I know this from experience. Firing a coach in the middle of the season or firing a general manager in the middle of the season is just to give fan base blood, and it makes them happy for 24 hours.
Yep.
Then what? So the idea of firing Brian Daboll today, that's foolish. Talking about firing him at the end of the year, it should absolutely be on the table. The only things that should be on the table in the immediacy is what you can do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the right now is finally changing the quarterback. And we've all gotten here at different paces. Like I mentioned, Tommy wanted to do it in August. Sean, I think, wanted to do it in October. I don't know. I can't keep track.
I feel like Sean was week one, too, by the way.
Was right after that Viking game.
Was it week one, too?
He was week one, and I talked him into a month.
That's true.
Then the Seahawk game, I was back in.
Yeah.
Then I was back out.
Yeah, you're all
I did
the
hokey pokey, and I turned myself about.
You're basically Ross and Rachel on Friends.
Yes.
You're sleeping together, then you hate each other.
Then they're on a break. Yeah.
Right. I was there last week, but at 69 starts in his Giant career, nice. That's clearly in the immediacy,
mm-hmm.
the thing you can do.
Right.
Now, what's going to happen after the bye? Honestly, what happens is going to determine if you can bring this coach back.
Yeah. And by the way, we're not going to know anything about the quarterback decision or what any other changes are going to happen until probably a week from now.
They're going to leave us in the wind now for the next week?
Why would they do it otherwise?
No, you're right.
So
you're right.
We're not going to know anything for a while. It's just something for us to talk about for 2 weeks, which is annoying.
Yes. Eric's in Bayville. What's up, Eric?
What's up is the that I called up about before the beginning of the season, and I said 7 wins, and you guys laughed me off the phone. We'll be lucky to get to 7 wins this year.
You're talking about and the also, Jets? You're talking about the Jets, Eric?
The Jets!
Okay.
Just end the season, Evan. And yeah. Also, you said at the beginning of the show, you go, how did we get here?
Yeah.
Worst head coach in the league. Worst offensive coordinator in the league. 41-year-old quarterback on the heels of an Achilles. Then you fire the worst head coach and put an even worse head coach in there. Then you lose 5 in a row, and we're going to turn it around? Why do people, the Jet fans, are naive? I'm naive. We keep thinking they're going to turn it around.
Eric, they are the worst organization in sports. I agree with you about that. It's not that we think they're going to turn it around. It's that we hope they turn it around.
Yes.
It's that when you put your TV on a Sunday, you want to hope. Doesn't mean you think they're going to do it. Never once in the last 10 days after they got that victory against the Texans did I turn a microphone on and say, the New York Jets are going to make the playoffs. I hoped that they would. I laid out the scenario where they could. But none of us actually thought they would. But here's where I'll take issue with you. The New York Jets right now are 26th in the NFL in points scored. Last year, they were 29th. 29th. This year, they are 26th in yards as an offense. Last year, they were 31st. How they have gotten worse with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, with an offensive line that was supposed to be better, with an added tool in the running back chest with Braylon Allen. How they've gotten worse is beyond me. And I'm sorry, if you want to brag that you thought they were going to win 7 games, great, have a party. Make a t-shirt that says, I was right that the Jets suck. If that makes you feel better at night, great, I'm happy for you. But I think most of us thought, well, they won 7 games last year.
Yes.
The defense should remain competent, even if it's not as good because some of the questionable decisions Joe Douglas made. How can they be equally as bad offensively? And I'm sorry, that stuns me. I'll admit it. It stuns me that going from Zach Wilson and Timmy Boyle and Trevor Siemian to Aaron Rodgers has given you the same, if not worse, results offensively. Yes, I raise my hand. That stuns me.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.